100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, that's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVUE News Time, 827, Newsmaker 2 time here on this Thursday morning. And Megan Hilbich joining us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line. Recently done with the International Shooting Sports Federation World Championships.
Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us here today. So how are you feeling?
Yes, I had an incredible experience competing at the World Championships in Baku, Azerbaijan. You know, I'm so glad to be home safe. God bless America. It makes me appreciate the land of the U.S. dollar and many other things that you take for granted that I'm learning that the more I travel, the more I appreciate where I'm from, which is Emporia, Kansas, born and raised out here in the country on a farm, and that I am so blessed that my life, you know, every time I travel to a big city, even though I lived in Kansas City for 2 years, it makes me appreciate the people we have here in the Midwest, especially here in Emporia, Kansas. You know, there's nobody more, you know, friendly and willing to help you out, genuinely nice people that live here, and it always makes me appreciate my hometown a little bit more.
Well, before we get into the shooting aspect of things, Megan, which is kind of the basis of what we're going to be talking with you about here this morning, tell us about the trip. How long's that trip?
So I was gone 2 weeks, basically from the time that I, you know, had to go to Kansas City to fly out. I went from Kansas City to Chicago, from Chicago to Frankfurt, Germany, from Germany to Baku, Azerbaijan. On the way home, I went from Baku to Istanbul, Turkey, to Houston, Texas, to the United States. And they always say, coming back into the United States through U.S. Customs, it's harder than leaving. But I had a little issue at the Turkish airport with some of the stuff I had in my carry-on baggage that was some of my shooting gear that they were calling a weapon, and it was just a chunk of metal, not sharp or anything like that, not a knife or pointy, but they called it a weapon, and I was like, well, explained it's just a stand. An offhand stand and like basically like a camera stand. And, well, thankfully that I finally sorted it out with the Turkish, whatever they call their TSA security, airport police. And, I didn't end up in the Turkish jail. So that was good. And then I came home and went to the U.S. Customs in Houston and it was no problem. So, you know, I know they're doing it for a reason, right? They got to have safety in mind, but some people still today get really freaked out about weapons, I guess.
So, was
there when you're traveling with firearms?
Was there a translator there at the Turkish airport?
Oh no, and I don't speak Turkish or Azerbaijani. So, there was a few people that spoke a little English, but they really don't speak English. And I wish I was more, educated in other languages, because I don't speak Russian either, and I was basically next to Russia. I've never been to that part of the world before. But, knowing a little bit of Spanish here in Emporia is great, but in the rest of the world, it does not mean squat when, you know, it's French or German or Russian that are the superior even to English sometimes. So,
speaking of Azerbaijan, how different is life there in that part of the world versus here in Emporia?
In Baku, Azerbaijan is the capital of that country. So it is a big city with multi-million, you know, millions of people live in that city, let alone millions, you know, like they get tons of tourism. Tourists from all over the world go to Baku because it's a very secularized, modernized city. It is in Azerbaijan, which is Eastern Europe, basically the Middle East. There's sand ish mountains. I would call them kind of mountains, but there might be more like sand hills. You know, being from Emporia, Kansas, where everything's pretty much flat except for the Flint Hills, right? And the country as a whole is Azerbaijan is a very poor country. You know, people live oftentimes without running water or electricity or indoor plumbing. But in Baku, that was not a problem. It's high-rise hotels. I stayed in a Holiday Inn. There was Marriott's, Hanson's. There was modern technology and amenities, thank the Lord. but it was an experience of eating all kinds of different food from all over the world. So they had, you know, I ate Indian cuisine one night, Georgian food, which if you don't know where Georgia is, I'm not talking about the state of Georgia in the United States. I'm talking about the country by Russia. and, you know, there's food from all over the world there. And so that was incredible to see, although I was trying to eat very bland-ish stuff because I don't do spicy foods real well and trying not to have an upset stomach to affect my shooting performance. So, you know, I got to tour, be a tourist a little bit, but I also, my focus, my reason for being there every day, you know, was for shooting. So whether that was before the match started, getting ready for equipment control, where they check all of your equipment, and this is an ISSF, International Shooting Sports Foundation, Federation, match, so the standards of the equipment control are really high, a lot more intensive than here in the United States, even more than our U.S. national match. And so once I got through equipment control, and then I had a practice day, and then I had 3 days of competition, each a different match.
We're talking with Megan Hilbisch. Megan represented the United States of America at the International Shooting Sports Federation World Championship. She has recently returned. Well, let's talk about the shooting. You mentioned 3 days of competition. How did you fare?
The first day of competition, I honestly wish I could have done better. I shot a personal best, I realized after the fact. But in the moment, I realized I am good. Like, I was the national champion here in the United States for my first year ever shooting 300-meter rifle. This was my very first year doing this specific type of shooting. I've been a competitive shooter since I was 7 years old, but this is my first year shooting 300-meter, and I made it to the World Championships, which is like our Super Bowl. So to me, it was just an honor. It was truly an honor and a blessing to be able to be there representing America. But not only that, Emporia, Kansas, my hometown, and the gun clubs like Kansas State Rifle Association that I'm the secretary for, Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports that I'm on the board, Lyon County 4-H Shooting Sports that I'm a volunteer instructor for. You know, I was not only representing myself, but all of, you know, way more, the United States as a whole. So that was truly an honor. But the very first day of competition was standard rifle, and I am the first woman ever for the United States to shoot standard rifle internationally in any competition, let alone the fact that it was like our Super Bowl. It was the World Championship. So that was even more special, that as the first woman ever to represent the U.S. internationally in standard rifle was at the World Championships. I may not have medaled individually, but our team should have been the third place in the world, the bronze medalist. However, they disqualified our team because I'm a female. All three teams had all males. They came up with some rule that's not in the rule book, some technicality, and they disqualified any team that had any females on their team, because standard rifle just got opened up to, it's an open event. Female, no matter what your age, gender, whatever is, you can compete in standard rifle at the world level. I guess in the team match, they still came up with some silly rule because the Europeans and the Russians don't like getting beat by females. So they disqualified our team, unfortunately. But we would have been third place in the world, which would have been neat to get a medal at my very first, yeah, you know, international match. However, that's okay. I would think I was 23rd in the world in that event. The second day, I was 23rd as well. That was women's prone. And the third day was the women's free position, and I was 19th in the world. So to me, it was incredible to get better each day. I was shooting personal best every day, but I realized that's not good enough. I'm not satisfied with being in the top 20 in the world. I want to be the world champion. So I'm willing to do what it takes in my training and to make sacrifices every day, because those champions, they weren't, you know, they didn't become the world champion on match day, on game day. They became the world champion by the hours, the years ahead of time, practicing, training, getting better, not just shooting-wise, but physically, mentally, emotionally. Shooting is a physical sport, even though it may not look like it, because we're standing still, sitting in position, doing slow fire one shot at a time. But it is a physical sport and a mental sport, and so I've revamped and refocused. It has definitely fueled my fire, so to speak, to train that much harder and that much more every day and to make more sacrifices to be the next world champion.
What does that entail for you now that you've gone through this experience here, Megan? Really, what type of adjustments and maybe extra time do you need to spend here in order to reach the level that you want?
So I work full time, like many, you know, of you guys as well. You know, I have to work full time. You know, shooting is an expensive sport and hobby, and so I work full time at DPP Manufacturing, which is one of my sponsors. You know, shout out to DPP Manufacturing. We're hiring. We're definitely growing, and business is growing. Sometimes stressful, but that's a good thing. I love working at a place that is not just trying to keep the lights on, but is business is booming. And so, yeah, check out DPP Manufacturing. We have a website, Facebook, TikTok, what have you. Come talk to Daniel Klingensmith, the owner, if you're looking for a hard-working job. We need people who can work hard every day, all day long. But I love my job, but I also love to shoot. So it's a balance. So I only get so many days off, you know, or paid time off. But I think he's a little more understanding than the law firms I've worked for. For needing some extra days off, like this weekend, I'm headed to Missouri to shoot the Missouri State Championship for small bore rifle. So I'll be gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday for that. So, you know, normally I wouldn't necessarily be able to take a lot of Fridays off, but thankfully with this job I can. And then I shoot matches any chance I get. Last weekend I shot a competition in Hutchinson at Central Kansas Gun Club, where I was the match winner in service rifle across the course. That's 200 to 600 yards, slow and rapid fire. Although that's not the same thing as the 300-meter rifle shooting like I just did the World Championships, I had not touched my service rifle in months because I had been focusing on only 300-meter rifle shooting, which is two different rifles for me, the standard rifle and the free rifle, two different calibers, and I was having to reload. I reloaded every single shot that I took at the World Championships. I reloaded. And so I'm going to have to spend a lot of hours in the reloading room this week, over this winter, over these next few months, because next year my goal is to make, if not one, two international matches. And there is a match in Switzerland next June that I would really like to go to represent America with a couple other ladies and men to represent America in 300-meter rifle shooting. So to get ready for June, hopefully for Switzerland, you know, I'm up in my training in all areas. And then also my reloading, you know, I'd like to get that all done over the wintertime so I can just focus on just training the months before the competition instead of literally like the week before I left for Baku, I was still reloading.
Megan Helbisch, recently returning from the International Shooting Sports Federation World Championships in Azerbaijan, and Megan represented the United States of America. Tell us about the qualifying and how that works for World Championship events, Megan.
So for this, you had to place in the top three. You had to be first, second, or third at the United States, the U.S. national matches, which was in Elk River, Minnesota, which is where it will always be because that's the only range in the country that is sanctioned for an ISSF qualifying match. So if you look up Elk River, Minnesota, it's a really neat range. It has electronic targets, 300 meters. You have to, like I said, place in the top three at nationals to qualify for any of the world championships for 300-meter rifle, which I qualified in all three events. I was the only female for America that qualified in all three events, which is standard rifle, free rifle prone, free rifle three position. So it was truly an honor for my first year ever shooting the 300-meter national matches to win the women's prone, women's free rifle three position, and I placed second overall to an AMU, an Army Marksmanship Unit soldier shooter, which standard rifle is men and women, everyone combined. So I was, you know, truly blessed and surprised, honestly. That was not my goal going into the national matches this year to make it to the World Championships. But I did it. You know, I was incredible to be the national champion and to get second in standard rifle. And then it was just truly a great experience competing in my first World Championships match, and I hope it's the first of many future international matches.
And we also hope that the rules change.
Yeah.
So we don't wind up getting the team DQ. That is very disappointing.
So it sounds like that was non-appealable, huh?
No, and our coach kind of had a kind of insight knowledge on, right before we started shooting, he came up to us and said, your scores will still count individually, but your team is disqualified because Megan, you know, is a female. And I was like, really? That's the only reason? Like, when I go to Hutchinson last Saturday and shot with the guys, they don't disqualify me from being the match winner just because I'm a female. You know, here in America, we shoot shoulder to shoulder. In college, you compete men, women. It doesn't matter what gender you identify as or what age you are. In college, you shoot just like, you know, many other things. You compete men and women against each other. In Europe, they don't do that. They think it's really weird. They don't like to get beat by females. They think it's embarrassing. But I think they need to get over it. So,
I do too.
Maybe one day that'll change.
Well, that aside, Megan, it sounds like it was a very positive experience, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there were some issues. Don't get me wrong. There were some logistical headaches with traveling overseas with the firearms and live ammunition and brass and all of that, and just some paperwork issues. I stood outside in a hallway. When I got to Baku, my registration was supposed to be squared away by USA Shooting, and it was not. They lied, frankly. So when I got there, I stood in a hallway for over an hour and a half, and the Secretary General of the ISSF could have frankly just said no, and then I would have been there all for nothing. I wouldn't have been able to compete. So I was very glad that we got the paperwork resolved, and I was able to compete, rightfully so. I earned my spot to be there, and just I hope USA Shooting does better in the future, because I was pretty disappointed in that regard. That I, you know, it was just a logistical nightmare to deal with, but we got through it, persevered, shot the match, we did well. Our women's team was also fifth in the world for both the women's free rifle and women's prone. We were fifth in the world.
Well, that's great.
Outstanding stuff. Outstanding stuff. Well, Megan, catch some rest, I guess, and looking forward to following your exploits here as you continue to get that world, you know, aim for that world championship, pun fully intended.
Thank you. Yeah, keep an eye out. So we have our Kansas State Championship matches, which if anybody's ever interested in coming out and watching or participating, I'm more than happy to let people borrow my backup gun, my loaner rifles, that I've built purposely to try to help grow this sport. So no matter if you're a kid or an adult, any age is welcome, female, male, whatever. You can come out, come watch our state championship matches. There's one next weekend at Mill Creek Rifle Club in DeSoto, Kansas, by Kansas City. That's our Kansas State across the course match. And then the mid-range state championship is in October at Hutchinson Central Kansas Gun Club. That's a 600 yards prone match. And if you don't want to shoot with a coat and a sling like I do, you can shoot that with your deer hunting rifle off of a bag, bipod, rest, what have you. So it's a lot of fun. I'm obviously very passionate about shooting. And if you're a hunter, it'd be great practice. Just come out and come watch, come participate. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that passion shines through. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Well, Megan, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Outstanding work, and we'll be following you. And
yes.
Let us
one
know.
One more thing.
Okay.
The Big Owl Bash in Wichita, I'll be a part of that on September 30th. So if you're in Wichita, Big Owl's fundraiser bash for conservation, come out to on September 30th in the evening. I'll be a part of the Kansas Outdoor Communicators booth with Phil Taunton. So, you know, what's an outdoor? Phil Taunton with KVOE. Come out and see us at Big Al's Bash, September 30th in Wichita.
Awesome. Megan, thanks a lot. Best of luck here with your future endeavors, and looking forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Megan Hilbush, just back from the International Shooting Sports Federation World Championships in Azerbaijan. Not without some traveling difficulties and hurdles to overcome. But, hey, she did, and did well.
Did extremely well.
Very well.
Yeah, and congratulations to Megan for making the World Championship team and also for participating and doing as well as she did. Want to let you know that here coming up in just a couple of minutes after headlines, we'll have our last interview of the morning show.